And good evening and welcome everyone to Staples Motley High School and the beginning of the 2014-2015 winter sports season here on YouAreTheirSports.com. We've got boys basketball tonight. The Pioneers open up on the road, the same place they finished last year here in Staples Motley. The Pioneers and Cardinals getting set to go here before a nice crowd here at Staples Motley. Hello, everyone. Rick Grammond with you here. We are indoors, obviously, tonight after the fall season wrapped up in St. Cloud about a week and a half ago. Pioneers not a lot of time on the practice floor, about seven practices and a scrimmage, but they're ready to go. You got to start sometime, and it's tonight here in Staples. The Cardinals have a game under their belt already. Last Friday, they were winners over Walker Hackensack Akeley by a big score of 83-48. So they are 1-0 on this season. Their coach is Michael Poncelet in his second season. Matt Pepping, of course, is the head coach of the Piers Pioneers. When we come back, we will visit with Coach Poncelet and Coach Pepping. We are about 10 minutes from the start here. Going to get a little early start here tonight. C Squad and JV have taken care of business for Piers tonight, both winning for coaches Damon and Scott Harold. And now it's the varsity's turn here on the venerable court here at Staples Motley. A lot of history in this gymnasium. So we'll be back, begin the pregame interviews with Coach Poncelet of Staples Motley. He'll join us next on YouAreTheirSports.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
surprise
luck,
your
Pioneer.
Special someone this year with a new tablet from Verizon and Little Falls Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Did you know you can add a Verizon tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 per month? Enjoy the freedom of traveling on Verizon's nationwide network and not being tied to just Wi-Fi. It's perfect for use on the go. And right now, get the Verizon Ellipsis 7-inch tablet for free after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Tis the season at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show is the head coach of Staples Motley, Michael Poncelet. And Coach, game two, talk about your opener. Nice win for your squad over Walker Hackensack Akeley.
Yeah, it really was. We played pretty well being the first game. We were able to put up a lot of points all based on our defense. Still a lot of offensive things we can clean up, but you know, overall, when you look at a score like that, you got to be pleased with it.
Talk about some of the veteran players that you bring back to this year's squad.
Well, our returning leading scorers are John Lund and Andrew Israelson, but we got a guy who came over from Wadena who is actually probably the returning leading scorer. I think he averaged 11 points a game over at Wadena last year, senior this year, Blake Connell. So those three guys really give us our offensive punch. And then Colton Paskowitz is a captain who is currently coming off the bench for us right now that, you know, adds a lot of strength and rebounding to the squad.
This is your second year now at the helm of the Cardinals, correct? How much more comfortable is it coming into a second year as opposed to all brand new?
Well, it's nice knowing exactly who's who. So over this summer, it's not a getting to know you thing. It's a let's get to work thing. And we had a great summer, a lot of participation, and I think guys really improved over the summer because of it.
What goals have you set for this year's team?
We always want to raise the bar. So we want to surpass the things that we did last year. We want to have a better conference record. We want to, you know, do better overall. And of course, we want to keep pushing the playoff envelope a little bit and approach that championship game.
As far as your opponent tonight, Piers, it's their first game, obviously so early in the season, but you did face them to end their season last year here on your floor.
Yeah, we played them earlier in the year as well, and they beat us down at their place. Real good team, and they got a lot of guys back from that team, so I expect a pretty tough game for us tonight.
Tempo-wise, are we going to expect up and down from the Cardinals?
Yeah, that's what we're looking to do. We did a good job of that against Walker, getting up the floor. Planning on doing the same thing tonight. I know that you got some athletes over at Pierce, that those guys are going to be probably looking to do the same thing. So it should be a pretty fun ball game to watch.
I see your schedule. You're over in the Little Falls tournament this year.
Yeah, something new. We went to Pillager last year, and you know, I think it's kind of a step up in competition going down to Little Falls this year. We got Little Falls right off the bat, and I think they're always a pretty good ball team. We'll be tested a little bit over Christmas.
This game is a subsection game, but how much stock can you put into that here on December 1st when you know that come March things might shake out a little differently?
It matters. Yeah. Anytime you're looking at head-to-head records come section seating time, absolutely. And I thought last year was really a toss-up about who was going to get that 4 seed last year. And that, you know, when we're talking about a difference between a 4 and 5 seed, we're talking about a home playoff game versus going on the road. And Pierce is a tough place to play, and I certainly didn't want to go there and play again last year. So it's nice to have that that home game, and it make me feel better getting a win against them right now. Looking ahead to March, because you never know what's going to shake out.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Good luck on your season.
All right, thank you very much.
Head coach of the Staples Motley Cardinals, Michael Poncelet, here on YouAreThereSports.com.
Thanks, Coach.
This is David Rushel, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
All right, welcome back. We are at Staples Motley High School tonight for Pierce and Staples Motley boys basketball action. Pioneers will be back on the road on Friday night. They'll go to Rockford, already the conference opener on just the day two of the schedule for the Pioneers. Staples Motley is back in action tomorrow night, and they open up their mid-state conference schedule against Detroit Lakes. I caught up with the head coach of the Pioneers, Coach Matt Pepping, before tonight's ball game here at Staples Motley.
Joining me on the pregame show before the season opener, Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. And coach, familiar territory here. Pioneers left this building with a bad taste last spring. You want to get off on a fresh, good start here tonight. We're in Staples Motley.
Yeah, we talked about losing that game this week and that bad taste in our mouth and getting that out of our mouth. And this could set us up for a good seed come playoff time. So this is actually a pretty big game.
You bring everybody back here. So, I mean, there's a lot of talent coming back, a lot of experience.
Yeah, experience is the biggest thing, and just athleticism and speed. I think we need to work that to our advantage. We need to be a really good rebounding team and get out and run.
obviously the football team deep into the fall playoffs. How did you handle the time between seasons with these guys?
After their season finished, we gave them they were expected to come that Wednesday after. So we gave them 2 days off of school, and then, they're expected to come. So we've only had 7 practices and 1 scrimmage, so we'll see what happens. We'll see where our strengths and weaknesses are.
What did you see in the scrimmage that you liked, and maybe on the flip side, what you didn't like? What do you obviously know you got to work on?
Just a couple things I didn't like. We weren't fundamentally sound, which is obviously because we don't have a lot of practice. So, that's one thing I didn't like. And the thing I did like are ball movement on offense. So if we can move the ball like we did in that scrimmage, especially against the zone, we'll probably see that tonight, and a press. So if we can take care of the ball, limit turnovers, get on a transition, we should have a good chance of winning.
Right off the bat, with Staples Motley, I think a team that likes to get up and down, similar style that I think the Pioneers will like to play this year. We could see a lot of points on the board here for a game on the 1st of December.
Yeah, they had 80, I think, their first game, so it's going to be fast-paced, up and down, and hopefully we can stay up with them.
What goals have you set for this year's team?
We want to compete for the conference championship. Every night in the conference, we should be able to compete with anyone. It's not like last year where we walk into BB and we think we're going to lose by 20 already. So a different mindset with this team. And if we can get off to a good start, we can play with anyone in the conference.
How much did Mark Warzyniak help putting up the Christmas tree?
Oh, he did a nice job. Didn't pitch in any money, but just helped me put it up.
Well, you got to start somewhere. Coach, good luck. Let's start here tonight with a W in Staples.
Thanks, Rick.
Coach Matt Pepping of the Pierce Pioneers back after this on YouWereThereSports.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Gift smart this holiday season at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Give the gifts that everyone is looking for this year. Your kids want a tablet? No problem. We have tons of options, including Kindle, iPads, Samsung, and more. We have Fitbits for the fitness fan on your list. For the music lover, we have Beats headphones, earbuds, wireless Bluetooth speakers, and so much more. I'm guessing you are catching my drift that Radio Shack has what you need for your Christmas list. Radio Shack, your gift-giving headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
All right, we are underway here at Staples Motley High School. The Pioneers control the opening tip. The starting lineup is Johnny Casper, Nick Harold, Aaron Weber, Robbie Skiba, and Ethan Lochner. And the first points of the year belong to Aaron Weber on a left side three. And the Pioneers take the early lead and a near over and back call on the Cardinals. Pioneers matching up man-to-man. They start Blake Connell, a six-foot senior, joined by Zach Hoffman, another six-foot senior. Here's Casper with a steal. Johnny Casper with the steal, brings it into the front court, right elbow, right corner now for Harold. Harold tied up, and we've got our first whistle. This will be a Staples Motley foul on number 15, Connor Schmitz, a 6'2 junior. John Lund, Andrew Israelson joining the starting lineup for the Cardinals. They throw it into Casper in the logo at midcourt, stolen by Israelson. Israelson will dump it off, head fake, and finally finishing inside is Zach Hoffman. Zach Hoffman makes it 3-2. Light pressure by Staples Motley. Pioneers able to work it into the front court. Nick Harold spot up three. Oh, back iron. Rebound. Lochner block and a foul. John Lund will be called for the foul, and the Pioneers will send Ethan Lochner to the line. Lund's first, team's second. Ethan Lochner wearing number 55 this year after wearing 15 last year. There's a little short on the iron. Coming in is Gavin Smith, 5'11 sophomore. He'll replace Connor Schmitz. One more for Lochner, the 6'4 senior. He quarterbacked the football team to the state semifinals. Lost that one off the rim. We've got a whistle. John Leeser will make the call from under the basket. We got a violation on the Cardinals, so Ethan will get another try here. A lane violation. 16:41 to go. Here's the Lochner free throw, and that one's good. 4-2, Pioneers with the early lead. Front court now, Blake Connell. Connell drive and dish to Israelson. Baseline knocked away by Harold. Got back to Israelson, and Skiba will pick up a foul. That'll be Robbie Skiba. His first, team's first. And we'll get a Cardinal free throw from Zach Hoffman. He's got the 2 points so far for Staples Motley. 16 and a half to go. That free throw rolls around and in. 4-3. Cardinals with that deep burgundy red, white letters and numerals. Pioneers in road whites. Second one is good. We've got a 4-4 ball game. Lochner flips it into Nick Harold, the junior guard. Harold up the left sideline, stopped in the backcourt, leaves it off for Weber. Weber now crosses midcourt in front of the Cardinal bench. Picked up his dribble for Casper. Left side, Harold holds it out, and a dangerous pass picked off by Connell. He'll go to the other end and score. Connell with the steal and the layup, and Staples Motley has their first lead, 6-4, a turnover at midcourt. Casper breaking pressure. He'll challenge at the rim. Too hard. Rebound out of bounds off the Cardinals. Touch last by John Lund, and that'll give the ball back to Piers. Left baseline throw in for Aaron Weber. Weber looking out front for Casper. Quickly over to Harold, down to the right corner. Here's a three on the way. Weber doesn't get it. Lochner will put it back up. That rims out. Ethan again. That goes, and he's fouled. Lochner with work inside. He'll get an and one. And we're tied at six. And the foul is on London. That's two on the 6'3 junior post for the Cardinals, and that'll force the hand of Coach Michael Poncelet. He will bring in Colton Paskowitz, a 6'2 senior, and Lund will sit with two fouls. One for Lochner. Oh, and Weber came across on a violation, but it'll be a violation, and that'll take a chance away from Lochner. So 6-6. Front court, Connell, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Casper. Johnny trying to hurt him towards the sideline, made a little hip contact. His first, team's second. Midcourt pass in now. Front court, Israelson bounces it off his foot and out of bounds. Turnover. Andrew Israelson, who finished in a three-way tie for the state golf championship last spring in Class AA. Here's Weber driving baseline, soft touch, and got the roll. Aaron Weber with five. Casper tips it, and it comes over. A launching three is good. That's Gavin Smith. 9-8 Cardinals. Harold now, left side, Robbie Skiba into the lane. Lochner pull up from eight. No, back iron, rebound Smith. Underneath, Harold swats a shot away. Israelson open left corner, good. Three-pointer. Andrew Israelson. 12-8 in favor of Staples Motley here. Less than 4 minutes in. Inside, knocked away, Connell. Steal for the Cardinals. Here comes Blake Connell. 6 foot senior, long range, three is good. And a timeout, Coach Pepping. Staples Motley, 15-8 lead over Piers, and we'll be back after the Pioneer timeout on youaretheresports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
We're back at Staples Motley, where the Cardinals on a nice little run have opened up a 7-point lead on their home court, 15-8. 14-34, that prompts a timeout for Coach Pepping. Nick Harold, middle throw it away. Israelson into the lane, no. Rebound to Weber. Ahead for Lochner, one-on-one. Dump down for Robbie Skiba, and he's fouled by Israelson. That'll be the first on Andrew Israelson, a 6-foot junior. Pass in before the shot. It'll be a baseline right throw in for Aaron Weber. 14-20 to go in the first quarter, first half. Here at Staples Motley, Harold picked up his dribble. At the free throw line, Casper sneaks a pass through to Lochner, who finishes and is fouled. And Lochner with 5 points and will go to the line to shoot a one-shot free throw opportunity. The foul called on Gavin Smith. His first, that is five team fouls on the Cardinals. One for Lochner. Got it. So Weber has five. Six for Lochner, five for Weber, and a 15-11 lead. Now the Cardinals with an errant pass, throw it away. And Lochner will inbounds on the sideline backcourt for Harold. Nick finds Weber. In front of the Pioneer bench. One dribble back to Nick Harold. Back and forth they go. Now Weber steps across, tipped, loose on the floor, and it's picked up by Gavin Smith of the Cardinals. For Blake Connell, left corner drive, stop, cut off by Skiba. They got him for a travel. Good defense by Robbie Skiba, standing his ground. And Lochner will throw it in. 13:50 left to go. Cardinals by four. Aaron Weber ahead to Skiba. Give and go. Casper attacking the rim for two. First points for Johnny Casper, and now it's 15-13. In transition, Israelson back for Gavin Smith. Right side behind the arc. Back for Connell. Connell got a screen inside. Fall away from 19. Off. Lochner is going to be fouled underneath. This will go against Colton Paskowitz. Put a little forearm into the rib cage of Ethan Lochner and was spotted by our official tonight, Tom Swenson. His partner, the veteran John Leeser. 15-13, Pioneers can tie with a two, take a lead with a three. 13-15 to go, patient against pressure. Skiba left wing, bounce pass into the post, duck under, soft touch. Lochner drops it in for two. And that's already 8 points for senior Ethan Lochner as David Skiba comes to the score table. There's a three. Andrew Israelson knocks down another three. He's hit a pair of those, and it's 18-15. Lochner leans in, missed it. Skiba trying to clean up, missed it. Two Pioneers down, loose ball, whistle, reach in, foul. I think they'll get Nick Harreld on this. Nope, Robbie Skiba. That's two on Robbie. Three team fouls on the Pioneers. Robbie will sit. David Skiba comes in. Pass in, Cardinals. In for Blake Connell. Here's Connell driving, dishing corner. Israelson, three, rims out. Rebound, battle for. Foul on the putback. Paskowitz inside. I think David Skiba will be whistled for this one, 53. And that is the case. David Skiba with his first team's fourth foul. Free throw for Paskowitz drops through, his first point. He is a 6'2 senior. One more for him, 19-15 now. Short on the iron, rebound to Johnny Casper. Leads the 2-on-4, drives through a defender. They're going to get a blocking foul, I believe, on Connell. It is Blake Connell, the point guard. And the Pioneers already in the bonus now. That is 17 fouls, although this is a shooting foul for Johnny Casper, who's got 2 points. Johnny makes the first. 19-16, Cardinals in front. One more for Johnny. Johnny's free throw is up. That one is too long. And the rebound comes back the other way in the hands of Gavin Smith. Smith into the low post. David Skiba with a block. Little jump hook by Colton Paskowitz denied. Inbounds left, Blake Connell, quick catch and shoot, too hard. Rebound, battle for, they're going to get a foul. Weber had the box out. The foul's going to go against Nathan Schimpf. Schimpf, who checked in during the last free throw on the other end, picks up the foul. That should be a 1-1 for the Pioneers. That's 18 fouls for the Cardinals. They play again tomorrow night against Detroit Lakes. Pioneers play Friday at Rockford. Girls basketball opens tomorrow night at the Mac and Piers. Pequot Lakes will be in town. Here's the free throw, and it's good. Weber knocks it down. That is six now for Aaron Weber. One more for the junior. Weber got them both. And we'll get a sub in. It's Trey Skizik coming in, replacing Colton Paskowitz. Piers down by a point. 19-18. Cardinals out front with Israelson driving right side. He'll get it to go and draw a foul. Andrew Israelson with eight and a chance. Nick Harreld with the foul. That is number one on Nick. Five team fouls on the Pioneers. Noah Bozer will check in his first appearance for Nick Harreld. 11:57 to go. One for Israelson. On the way, and that one rolls over the front lip and drops through. So 9 points for junior Andrew Israelson, and it's 22. And there's a steal. On the other end, Connell launches, missed it, and Weber is fouled as he got the rebound. No, they say the shot went over the backboard. No foul. Ball was ruled out of play on the long miss from the left side three. Cardinals 22, Pioneers 18, 11:45 in the first half. Casper from Bozer, right side, bounce pass Lochner from two, good. And Lochner already in double figures with 10. Post up Connell. Nice little lookout pass out to the left wing. Schimpf will launch, missed everything, goes out of bounds to Piers. Piers will get it down by 2, 11-23 to play halftime until halftime. Good action here in the opener. Bozer ahead for Casper. Casper looks for Lochner in the block. Back to Johnny. Out for Weber. Open three. Good. And Piers is up one. Weber from three. Out front, here's a three by Schimpf. No, David Skiba boxes out. Ball rolls on the floor, put back, and we're going to get David Skiba on a foul. David Skiba will pick up his second. 16 foul. This is a shooting foul, sending Trey Skizik to the line. Free throw is no good. Into the lineup comes Broderick Leshinsky for the first time. He is a 6'1 junior replacing David Skiba. So it's Lochner, Weber, Bozer, Leshinsky, and Casper. That one is good. Skizik gets the back end of two. And we're tied at 23, 10:42 to go until half. Leshinsky, Bozer left corner. Back out for Broderick Leshinsky. Now it's Casper. Little hesitation, drive inside, block, and a foul. This will go on Skizik. And it's his first. And Casper back to the line. Two for Johnny. First, in and out. Johnny one of three, 3 points early on. And that one is rattling home. Four for Johnny. Casper peers by a point, 24-23. Israelson back out front for Skizik, gives it back to Israelson. Little layup inside using the left hand, no. And then, ooh, there's a tough foul on Israelson. Just coming back on the defensive end, he took a swipe at Lochner and gets called for the foul. Two on Israelson. Two shots on the other end.
Two, shooting two.
Double bonus here for Ethan Lochner, who's got 10 points already. 6'4 senior puts it up and in. Ethan is 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Piers by a bucket, 25-23. Lochner makes it a three-point game. Good start for Ethan Lochner on the offensive end tonight. Here's a drive. Connell blows by Casper for two. Blake Connell with seven. Backcourt, Leshinsky and Casper work it side to side. Now Leshinsky to the right corner. Inside, Lochner gets a feed from Weber, and they broke the press. And Ethan Lochner adds two more. 14 for Ethan. Left corner now. On the corner, Hoffman into the post. This is Paskowitz pivoting around back out front. This is Hoffman now. Pioneers matching up. Leshinsky into Paskowitz. Denied by Lochner. Here's Connell going baseline. Nice pass for Paskowitz. Can't get it to go. Rebound ripped away by Casper. And Johnny to the free throw line. Weber quickly for Bozer. Noah's three is no good. Weber puts it up and in on the rebound. Aaron Weber with the offensive putback. 30-25. Connell going end to end. He left it short on the rim. Rebound on the floor. Lochner had it, and we got a whistle and a foul. Ooh, this could go either way. Both Paskowitz and Lochner were there. It's on Ethan Lochner. His first team foul, number seven.
Does he think I got one or two balls?
I got Lochner for one. That free throw for Paskowitz is good. 2 points for him. Lochner will sit as David Skiba comes back in.
How many fouls you got for number 55?
Huh? Here's Paskowitz. Good. So he's 3 for 4. Piers by 4, 30-26. 9 minutes to go. Front court now, Noah Bozer. Left corner, pass deflected, loose on the floor. Picked up by Bozer. Cross court, Leshinsky, baseline. Out front, Weber, Casper. Off for Noah, shot up, no, long rebound. Back the other way, loose picked up by Casper. Ball rolled all the way out to midcourt. Casper goes behind the back, Skiba wasn't ready, but he pulled it away. Bozer floats it up, doesn't go. Casper wins a race to the board. He whips it over for David Skiba, who gets it to go. First points for David Skiba, and the Pioneers are winning the hustle points right now. There's Weber, and that rebound knocked out of his hands by Nathan Schimp, and it stays with Piers. Piers 32, Staples Motley 26, 8:19 to go. Leshinsky, Broderick. Takes it ahead to Noah Bozer, just to the left of the jump ball circle in the front court. Bozer back for Leshinsky. 2-3 zone by the Cardinals. Here's Casper posting up at the free throw line. Back for Weber. Leshinsky dead on three. Long rebound. Loose. Picked up. Here comes the Cardinals. Israelson. Israelson lost his steps, but they're going to say foul before the shot. Before the shot. And it looks like Broderick Leshinsky will get this one. Broderick with his first 8th team foul before the shot, so it's a 1-1. And now Blake Connell will come in, replacing Nathan Schimp. Nick Harold replaces Johnny Casper. Piers 32 and Staples Motley 26. Here's the free throw, and it's good. Israelson now with 10. 1 more for the junior. 5-point Pioneer lead, 32-27. And that one is good as well. Harold, David Skiba, Broderick Leshinsky, Aaron Weber, Noah Bozer on the court for the Pioneers. Weber right corner, open 17-foot mid-range jumper is good for Weber. 14 for Weber, tip up and in by Hoffman. Boy, they are going up and down here tonight. 34-30 and still over 7 minutes left in this half. Weber front court now, Aaron. Pulls it out for Leshinsky in the right corner. Here's David Skiba muscling his way underneath. Soft little touch on the reverse for two. Skiba's got 4. Quickly on the other end. Hoffman finds Connolly. Missed it. Got it back. Backs it up. Puts it up and is fouled. Either Harold or David Skiba will get this foul. Nick Harold, his second. 9th team foul. Here's the free throw, Connell short. Now we get John Lund back in for Paskowitz, and here comes Hunter Bednar for his first appearance. Second for Connell, that one is no good, and David Skiba pulls it down. Weber, about 5 feet behind the top of the key for Leshinsky. Leshinsky pivoting around, bounce pass, Noah, 20-footer, too hard, Bednar is there, missed it. Lund tips it out of bounds, and they say Bednar touched it last. Inside, Connell muscles it up and in. Oh. 36-32. Here's David Skiba, right-handed baby hook. No, follow up Weber. And what do we have? Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal ball. See, Cardinals are going to make a sub in. It'll be Gavin Smith returning. And sitting is Connor Schmitz. Here is Blake Connell. Left-hand dribble drive. Lowers the shoulder. Lost control. Out of bounds. The referee says it went off Johnny Casper's knee. So it stays with the Cardinals underneath. 6:04 until half. 38-32. Lund got it into Connell. Connell, right corner for Lund. High post. Facing. Put it on the floor. Now there's a scramble. Picked up, and it goes, and a foul. Gavin Smith just picked up a loose ball and threw it at the glass, and it dropped. And the foul is called on David Skiba with his third, 10th team foul. 38-34. And at the line for one is Gavin Smith. And that one is short. Rebound loose inside, and it's David Skiba with the hands to get in there and pull it away. Noah Bozer running the point now. 5:42 left until half. Pass inside, deflected, but it got through to Casper. Then Johnny's wraparound stolen by Smith. Smith's pass hit the referee. Leads her, and it's resulting in a 3-on-1. Weber from Casper. Aaron Weber. 18 in the half for Weber. Connell knocks down a three. Boy, is this place filling up with points. 40-37. David Skiba on the other end. Luce Lund picked up by the Cardinals. Into the offensive end. Lund misses. Smith follows. That's off. Weber fouled as he got the rebound. It'll be two shots for Aaron Weber on the other end as the Cardinal foul whistled. 23, the foul is called on Zach Hoffman. That is his first. Two shots. Weber will shoot two. He is 2 for 2 tonight, now 2 of 3. Lochner back in for David Skiba. 1 for the junior Weber. In and out. Rebound. Leshinsky kept it alive. Tipped it to Weber. Another opportunity for the Pioneers. Lochner. Bozer out front. Got it through to Casper. Now Weber, and he threw it right to Blake Connell. Connell now will drift inside, put it up right hand, no. Lochner with the board. Here comes Casper racing, right side, all the way to the basket for two. 6 for Casper. Pierce 42, Staples Motley 37, 4:20 to go. Leshinsky matching up out front with Hoffman on the left side. Now Smith, right side, Israelson. Bozer trying to guard him, and they're going to get a foul called on Noah. Israelson will go to the line. For Bozer, his first. Both teams in the double bonus. Israelson for two. That one is good. He is 4 for 4. Here comes Nathan Schimp back in. Schimp to replace Zach Hoffman. 42-38. And that one is good. 13 for Israelson. 3-point Pioneer lead. Out front, Bozer near midcourt, guarded by Israelson. 3:48 left. Casper in the corner. Drives baseline. Easy bucket. Good drive to the baseline and the glass for Casper. And he's got 8. Left corner, Gavin Smith against Aaron Weber. Pull up for 3. Too hard. Bozer goes up for the board. Noah ahead. Johnny Casper. One-on-one Israelson. Little hesitation drive. Kicks it out. Throw it away. Smith. Quick hands with the steal. Gavin Smith ahead. Israelson will be blocked out by Weber. I think that one went off of Israelson off the block, but I'm not sure that John Leeser saw that. Weber blocked it, and I think the ball then after the block landed on the back of Israelson when he was out of bounds, but they're going to award it to the Cardinals. 3:16 to go. Shot, wing, no, rebound. Peskowitz in for 2. That is 5 for Peskowitz, and it's 44-41, 3 minutes left in the half. Lob ahead, too far, and what do we got? A whistle. Couple of players, one for each side, Shrimp and Lochner, and this is the foul on Staples Motley's Nathan Shrimp, his second, and Lochner will shoot a pair. Ethan Lochner for 2. For Ethan so far. Two shot opportunity. That's good. 15 for Ethan Lochner as Kyle Becker will come in for Lochner after this free throw if it's made. Here is the free throw. It is good. Lochner with the free throw, and Becker will make his first appearance. Here comes Connell. Drifts back. This is Peskowitz. He runs over Kyle Becker and scores. Welcome to the ball game, Kyle Becker. Peskowitz just road graded him. Here's Bozer. Up ahead, Casper. Casper pivoting around, looking for help. To the right wing. Now it's Leshinsky. Steps up to the line for a 3. That one is off. Bozer, though, at the free throw line. He'll put it up, and no. Rebound, Gavin Smith. Smith pulls it away. To the left side. Underneath and out. Touch last by Nathan Shimp. It'll be Piers basketball. Pioneers up by 3, 46-43, 2:12 until halftime. Up ahead for Johnny Casper. Weber into the lane, stops, lean, falls away and drops it in. Weber for 2 more. And the lead is 5, under 2 minutes left, 48-43. Connell, no look for Peskowitz for 2. Beautiful dish by Blake Connell, the 6-foot senior. Boy, we are on a scoring pace. We could see triple digits here. 48-45. Weber for 3. No, Bozer put back. Yes, Bozer follows up for 2. Up ahead, here's Shimp. Shimp launches short. Casper rebound. 50-45. Piers, a minute 22 until half. Weber left alone. And no good. Rebound. Leshinsky saves it in, but to Connell. And then he lost it, and he got it back. Tipped away by Casper. Connell with a minute 5 now. Casper swats at it. Connell keeps the dribble. He'll take it right to the basket. Missed it. Bozer muscles the rebound away. 57 seconds left. Noah Bozer for Casper. Matt Pepping up shouting instructions. Bounce pass inside to Becker. We're going to have a foul on Peskowitz. A little bit late getting there defensively. That's number 2 on Colton Peskowitz. And at the line will be Kyle Becker. Two-shot opportunity for Kyle. 52 seconds left. Becker, no on the first. Piers by five, 50-45. Second for Becker, senior. Up, and that looks short as he came up empty. It'll go over to the Cardinals. Piers 50, Staples Motley 45, inside Israelson, missed it, rebound Casper. 40 seconds to go. Johnny Casper for Noah Bozer. Back for Casper. Looks like they might be pulling the ball out a little bit here. Weber back out front. Noah Bozer. Bozer cross court, threw it away. Now it's Connell in transition. Israelson hoists and scores. That's a two. Andrew Israelson knocks it down. 16 seconds left. 50-47. Pioneers coming up on halftime. Casper with nine, out for Bozer, 30 feet from the basket with six. Cross court, Leshinsky inside, no. Becker puts it up, no. And the horn sounds, and that's halftime. At halftime, Piers 50, Staples Motley 47. Up and down action at Staples Motley High School here in the first half. We'll give you a wrap-up of the first half after this on YouAreTheirSports.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
Gift smart this holiday season at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Give the gifts that everyone is looking for this year. Your kids want a tablet? No problem. We have tons of options, including Kindle, iPads, Samsung, and more. We have Fitbits for the fitness fan on your list. For the music lover, we have Beats headphones, earbuds, wireless Bluetooth speakers, and so much more. I'm guessing you are catching my drift that Radio Shack has what you need for your Christmas list. Radio Shack, your gift-giving headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports. Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
Surprise your special someone this year with a new tablet from Verizon and Little Falls Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Did you know you can add a Verizon tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 per month? Enjoy the freedom of traveling on Verizon's nationwide network and not being tied to just Wi-Fi. It's perfect for use on the go. And right now, get the Verizon Ellipsis 7-inch tablet for free after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Tis the season at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
Welcome back, Staples Motley High School. We've reached halftime and up and down action here to open the year. Our halftime score, Piers 50, Staples Motley 48. For the Pioneers, big first half. Aaron Weber already with 20. 16 for Ethan Lochner. Those two carrying the bulk of the scoring. 8 for Johnny Casper. David Skiba's got 4. Noah Bozer with 2. Playing but not scoring in the half for the Pioneers. Nick Harold, Robbie Skiba, Broderick Leshinsky, Hunter Bednar, and Kyle Becker. Piers on free throw attempts, 10 of 17 at halftime. Fouls for the Pioneers. Off the bench, David Skiba with 3, Nick Harold and Robbie Skiba, 2 apiece, and then 1 each on Johnny Casper, Ethan Lochner, Noah Bozer, and Broderick Leshinsky. For the Cardinals, they are paced by Andrew Israelson, 15 for the 6-foot junior. 12 for Blake Connell. 9 off the bench for Colton Paskowitz. 6 for Zach Hoffman. 5 for Gavin Smith. 1 for Trey Skizik. 11 of 16 free throws were made by the Cardinals. Playing but not scoring in the half for Coach Pontlett. Starting guard Connor Schmitz. And off the bench, Nathan Schimp played but didn't score. Both teams with sizable leads of 7-8 at times during the half. It was a game of runs. The Pioneers, though, grabbed the lead with about 8 minutes left in the half and held it. And they go to the locker room at half, up by 2, 50-48. When we come back, a look at the JV and C squad reports. That's all next on YouAreThereSports.com.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Pierce Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan 2 routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
All right, at halftime, Cardinals are back out of the locker room. Pioneers will be out shortly. 2-point lead for Pierce, 50-48 at the halfway point. In the C squad tonight, Pioneers in the auxiliary gymnasium here at Staples Motley. under Coach Dean Damon's direction, 53-31 for the Pioneers. Jesse Marshick posts a season-opening double-double, 17 points, 10 rebounds. 12 points and 8 rebounds for Ben Harold. Preston Rushlow with 9 points and a half a dozen rebounds. 5 points and 3 rebounds for Alec Lochner. He also led the team with 3 steals. 4 points each for Taylor Marshick and Terrell Shaw. And 2 for Johnny Hopkins. 53-31 for the C Squad. In the JV tonight, Coach Scott Harold's team went out to a 60-42 season opening win. Good performance by the JV squad tonight. A lot of guys got in the scoring column. Paced by Matt Tauges, 15 points. After that, you had Hunter Bednar with 9. Also 11 rebounds tonight, 5 steals, 4 assists. Good all-around game for Hunter Bednar. Brent Dorn, 7 points, 8 rebounds. 6 points for Michael Meyer. Broderick Leshinsky had 6. 5 points for Lucas Adi. Chris Marshick had 4 points. Brady Harold and Noah Bozer had 4 points each. So, 9 different players scored for the JV tonight in their 60-42 win over Staples Motley. So we'll be back. Start of the second half is up next on YouAreTheirSports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
All right, we're back into action. And Andrew Israelson buries a 3 on the first possession, and the Cardinals take the lead. Inside, Robbie Skiba shot up, in and out. Rebound, Lund to Connell. Connell flips it out to Israelson. Here comes the transition. No rebound. Casper tips. Picked up by Gavin Smith. Got Skiba off his feet and doesn't get the roll. Lund tries to follow, and they're going to get him on a foul as he got a piece of the arm of Ethan Lochner. 3 on John Lund. First team foul of the half. Cardinals 51, Pioneers 50. Up ahead, Harold had it deflected to Lochner. Front court, Ethan hands it off to Nick Harold. Out front, off the hands of a defender. No, they're going to say hit touch last by Casper. That's over and back. We've played a minute. 51-50. 18 points for Andrew Israelson to lead the way for the Cardinals. Aaron Weber has 20 to pace Piers. Israelson out front. Wants Connell to come around, doesn't, so Smith does. Smith now, left side. This is Zach Hoffman driving and drawing a foul. And Hoffman will shoot a couple. Pioneer foul is on Robbie Skiba, number 3 on Robbie. So both Skiba boys have 3 fouls. And the Cardinals, number 23, Hoffman gets the free throw to go. 7 for Zach Hoffman, a 6-foot senior guard. 52-50. Favor of Staples Motley. Second, no. Rebound, Harold to the corner. Nick Harold. Out leapt Blake Connell for that rebound. Now it's Weber into the front court. Aaron drifts over towards the logo at midcourt, right at the point of the beak of the Cardinal. Inside, too high for Skiba off his hands, picked off by Hoffman. Hoffman into the front court for Smith. Back now for Blake Connell. Cardinals by two, a minute 45 in. Connell, long three, no. Rebound, Israelson, a second chance. Baseline jumper, 10 foot, no. Weber high up for the board. Weber to the top of the key on the offensive end. Left side, Nick Harold from 20 off. Rebound, Weber, no, short. Lund with the rebound, fouled by Lochner. That's two on Ethan Lochner and the second Pioneer foul. And now into the lineup, replacing Ethan Lochner is David Skiba. So both David and Robbie Skiba on the court, along with Aaron Weber, Johnny Kasper, and Nick Harold. 15:50 left regulation here at Staples Motley High. Connell inside, lost it, picked up by David Skiba on a steal. Matt Pepping urging Kasper to hustle it up court. Kasper picked up his dribble into the high post for David Skiba. Right side, Weber. Overhead looking, bounces it to the block. David Skiba from Robbie, too hard, and David picks up number four, reaching in. And that'll send David Skiba to the bench with his fourth foul. And after a quick breather, Ethan Lochner returns. So two second-half fouls quickly on David Skiba, and he's at the bench with four fouls. And now it's Israelson, guarded closely, and a reach-in on Nick Harold. Harold will pick up his third, so foul troubles mounting for Coach Pepping here. Harold with three, Robbie Skiba with three, David Skiba with four. 15:19 to go in the ball game. Connell, floater, left baseline, short. Skiba skies for the rebound, gets it off to Johnny Kasper. Johnny to the right wing, back for Robbie. Pull up from 14, no rebound, follows up his miss, puts it up, no rebound, whistle, foul. And I think Robbie Skiba will get a couple of free throws here. And Lund has picked up his fourth foul. Both Cardinal fouls this half are on John Lund. Skiba at the line. Robbie still scoreless tonight. Free throw is no good. Pierce 10 of 17 in the first half from the line. Now Colton Paskowitz will come in replacing John Lund. Pioneers still looking for their first point of the half, only almost 3 minutes in. And that one is no good, and Paskowitz with the rebound. 52-50, Cardinals. Gavin Smith, short, on a little floating fall away from the right baseline. Kasper, one on three, pull-up jumper is good. 10 for Johnny Kasper. We're tied at 52. The Pioneers score their first points of the half. Now it's Connell for Gavin Smith, driving on Weber. They'll get a body foul on Weber. That'll be the first on Aaron Weber tonight. Five team fouls on the Pioneers already. Pass in left side on the baseline for Gavin Smith, a 5'11 sophomore. Connell, quick catch and shoot, air ball. Paskowitz was there. Paskowitz pulls it away for Israelson. Now Harold diving in after it, doesn't get it. Israelson drives, splits a defender, lost it to Kasper. Wild off balance play. Johnny for Lochner, layup, basket, and a foul. Lochner with 18. Cardinal foul on Gavin Smith, his second, third team foul. Weber, I should say Lochner at the line. 6 of 7 from the line for the 6'4 senior. That one looked flat. He missed it. Skiba goes up for the rebound. Finds Weber for two. And a timeout, Cardinals. That turns into a four-point possession for the Pioneers. The basket by Lochner, the rebound, and the basket by Weber. And Pierce is up four on a 6-0 run, 56-52. When we come back following the Cardinal timeout on YouAreThereSports.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Following the Cardinals' timeout, they've got it in the front court. Here's Israelson, and he's bodied out by Lochner. Foul on Ethan. That's his third, sixth team foul. That quick first step of Andrew Israelson. Four Pioneers with at least three fouls now. David Skiba's got four. Israelson, turnaround three, got it. Wow, what a shot. 21 for Andrew Israelson, and it's a one-point lead for Piers. 56-55, Casper for Lochner. Right block, threw it away. Here come the Cardinals. Layup on the other end, that's two for Hoffman. He's got nine, and it's 57-56, Staples Motley. Here's Weber now, right side to the corner. Lochner for three, no. Rebound, Cardinals. Israelson pulls it away from Robbie Skiba. Bounces it ahead for Gavin Smith from in front of his own bench. In and out, and Skiba balked out for the rebound. He'll hand it back to Johnny Casper. Pioneers down by one. Here's a Harold three, too long. Smith on a run out. Smith leaves it behind, blocked out by Weber on the layup attempt by Zach Hoffman. Now Broderick Leshinsky will come in for Ethan Lochner. 13:02 left to play in the ball game. Pioneers down one, 57-56. Smith inside, Israelson puts it on the floor, knocked loose by Weber. Ball's loose, picked up by Smith. Seems like this half the Cardinals have won the loose ball battles. Here's an Israelson three. No. Rebound, Skiba. Robbie outlet ahead. It's a three on two. Casper for Harold for Leshinsky for two. The extra pass results in a Broderick Leshinsky layup. Cardinals ready to make a sub. Here's a layup inside. No. Israelson pulls away the rebound. That was Paskowitz off the miss. Ball tipped out of bounds by Casper. Trey Skizik comes in. He'll replace Zach Hoffman. 12:22 left. Piers 58. Staples Motley 57. Gavin Smith at the point. Guarded by Weber. Got a pick and roll. Lob inside. Skiba denied it nicely. Good job, Robbie. Tips it to Harold. Here's Nick working his way, weaving through traffic. Held ball. Jump ball. Alternating possession. Good defense. Blake Connell forcing that held ball. Arrow belongs to Piers. Piers possession on the held ball. Weber will throw it in. Before he does, Nathan Schimp returns to the lineup for Gavin Smith. Piers 58, Staples Motley 57. Piers led 50-48 at halftime. Harold, spot on three, short. Nick hasn't found the range yet. Skiba can't get to it as the ball deflects out of bounds. It'll be Cardinal ball. Here's Andrew Israelson. Lost the dribble to Leshinsky. Leshinsky with numbers to Casper. Johnny circles out for Weber. Weber had it knocked away, got it back. Weber right side for Skiba. Now Harold, cross court Casper. Hesitation drive, looks inside. Skiba lost the handle. Blake Connell racing back the other way. Getting a little sloppy right now. Connell comes up air ball over to Piers. Little ragged right now as the tempo may be starting to take the toll on the legs a little bit. As Skiba will inbounds to Leshinsky. Leshinsky fires it ahead to Casper. Johnny had it knocked loose. Fights for it on the floor. Pulls it away, and then he stands up and is called for a travel. Turnover to the Cardinals. Matt Pepping wanted to be granted a timeout on that scramble. Didn't get it. 11:26 to play. All three winter sports are featured this week on YouAreThereSports.com. Girls basketball opens at home tomorrow night with Pequot Lakes. Here's Israelson with a drive, too hard. Casper rips it away with authority. Johnny now, front court. The junior guard. Good defense by Connell. Stop the drive. Now to Harold, inside. Robbie to the glass with the left hand. No good. Rebound out of bounds off Skiba. It'll be Cardinal basketball. Colton Paskowitz comes back in, replacing Skizik. Girls hoops tomorrow night. We've got wrestling at Mora with Becker in a triangular on Thursday. Boys basketball down in Rockford on Friday. And then the Foley Wrestling Tournament, 10 o'clock Saturday morning. Three for Shimp, right side. No, rebound Casper. Look ahead. Here's Leshinsky on a leak out for two. Broderick Leshinsky's got 4 points. And the Pioneers lead by three. Trying to answer a three-pointer, we're tied. That is five threes tonight for Israelson, and it's 60 apiece. Casper will go against the defender, Paskowitz, and draw a foul. That's three on Colton Paskowitz. Fourth team foul on Staples Motley, and Johnny will shoot a couple. 60-60 with 10:24 to go in regulation. The season opener in Staples Motley tonight. First for Johnny is no good. Hit the back iron. Johnny's got 10 points. Lochner is back in for Piers. Hoffman back in for the Cardinals. Robbie Skiba sits, as does Nathan Shimp for the Cardinals. One for Casper, who's got 10 points. Johnny, that one is short. Rebound for Paskowitz. 60 apiece with 10:20 to play. On the other end, there's an easy bucket. Pioneers didn't get back. And Connor Schmitz got his first 2 points. And the Cardinals take a 62-60 lead. Weber out front for Casper. Left side, Harold. Harold driving and knocked out of bounds by Schmitz. 10:03 to play. Baseline left pass in for Aaron Weber. He's joined on the court by Ethan Lochner, Broderick Leshinsky, Nick Harold, and Johnny Casper. Leshinsky out front, Harold. They rotate it to Weber, right side. Weber drives, had the ball knocked loose, picked up by the Cardinals. Now Harold got a hand on it, but it's back to Staples Motley. Right corner for Schmitz. Schmitz, bounce pass. Israelson will put it up and in. 26 for Andrew Israelson, and it's a 4-point Cardinal lead, 64-60. To the right corner, this is Lochner. Back out front, Harold, Casper, back for Nick, right wing. Cross court, Leshinsky, left side. Holds it overhead for Weber. Back for Leshinsky, 9:22 left. Harold, right side, he'll put up a three. That's good. Harold got it to go, and then a timeout. First points for Nick Harrell tonight. Cuts the lead to one. It's Staples Motley 64, Pierce 63. This is a full timeout. We'll be back to Staples Motley High School after this on YouAreThereSports.com.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Gift smart this holiday season at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Give the gifts that everyone is looking for this year. Your kids want a tablet? No problem. We have tons of options, including Kindle, iPads, Samsung, and more. We have Fitbits for the fitness fan on your list. For the music lover, we have Beats headphones, earbuds, wireless Bluetooth speakers, and so much more. I'm guessing you are catching my drift that Radio Shack has what you need for your Christmas list. Radio Shack, your gift-giving headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
Back to live action here, and as we come back, we hear a whistle. It'll be a Pierce foul. Nick Harold called for a hand check. That's four on Nick. Seventh team foul to score. Staples Motley 64, Piers 63, 9:08. Lot of basketball left. At the line, Andrew Israelson, who's 5 for 5, now 6 of 6. 27 points tonight for Andrew Israelson. Noah Bozer replaces Harold. Casper, Lochner, Weber, Bozer, Leshinsky. Free throw is good. It's a three-point Cardinal lead, 66-63. Bozer had to track down a pass, and he threw it away to Connell. That leads to two on the other end. Zach Hoffman with 11, and it's a five-point Staples Motley lead. 68-63, Bozer loses the dribble. Here is Hoffman for Connell, back for Hoffman for two. 70-63, Cardinals. Casper for Weber, for Leshinsky, up ahead now, Lochner. Ethan, back out for Weber. Weber to the right side for Leshinsky, down for Casper. Johnny scoops it for Lochner. Ethan with the right. No. Follow-up left side. No. That was Johnny Casper. We get a held ball. This will be a Cardinal ball. Paskowitz and Weber tie up. 8:15 left. Robbie Skiba returns for Noah Bozer. It's a 6-0 run for Staples Motley. 70-63 Cardinals. Here's Connell on the right wing against Casper. Cutting through, Schmitz lost it to Skiba. That was Hoffman that lost it. Now Johnny Casper races up as we go under 8 minutes. Casper spinning and dealing, left side. Leshinsky in the corner for Skiba. One dribble out for Weber. Right wing for Casper at the point. For Lochner from 12. Dump pass underneath, off the hands of Staples Motley guard Zach Hoffman. It'll stay with Piers on the left baseline with 7:46 left. Weber will trigger it in for Leshinsky. Out for Casper at the point. Johnny, 2-3 zone by Staples Motley. Weber's three, too long. Rebound for Hoffman and the Cardinals. Here comes Andrew Israelson now up the left side from 27. Leshinsky has the rebound. That was way outside the arc. Up ahead, Casper whistles it underneath. Here's Weber inside. No. Rebound to Connell. Here comes Hoffman. Hoffman will track it down, lay it up and in. 9-point lead, 72-63. And tipped from behind and stolen. Whistle. What do we have? A travel on the Cardinals. Connor Schmitz with the steal. And we got a timeout. 7:06 to go. Staples Motley with 8 unanswered points. They lead Piers 72-63. 7:06 remaining. Back after a Pioneer timeout on youaretheirsports.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Staples Motley has outscored Piers 24-13 here in the second half. 72-63, Cardinals by 9. Weber, 20 first half points, only 2 this half. Skiba for Lochner. Lochner lowers the shoulder, muscles it up. That doesn't go. A lid on the basket right now for the Pioneers. On the other end, Israelson catch and shoot short. Follows his own miss. And the hustle play results in a foul. Israelson a little bit late. Weber had the rebound. That's 3 on Israelson. Only the 5th team foul on the Cardinals. 6:42 to go. as Zach Hoffman will sit and Gavin Smith will check in. Here's Weber in the backcourt. They need to get Aaron going on the offensive end. Here now is Leshinsky stepping through a defender for Skiba. 17-footer, too hard. Lochner had the rebound out of bounds off Ethan's hands. Cardinals get the ball. Up ahead, Skiba almost had a steal. It allows Smith to shoot. No. Rebound, Leshinsky. Leshinsky gets it off to Lochner. 6:10 to play. Pioneers are down 9 with the ball. Casper finds Weber gliding to the hoop for 2. Weber, 24 points. Smith on the other end, rejected by Skiba. Now Casper trying to get some sense of control. Off for Weber for 2. 26 for Weber. And it's a 5-point game and a timeout, Cardinals. 5:43 to play in regulation. Staples Motley by 5, 72-67.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushel, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
A wild one to kick off the winter season here tonight at Staples Motley High School, 72-67. Here's a Gavin Smith 3, air ball to Lochner. Piers on a little 4-0 run. Here's Casper exploding inside. He'll draw a foul and shoot 2. I think this will be Blake Connell with his second foul. It is number 2 on Blake Connell. Sixth team foul of the half on Staples Motley. Casper, 10 points tonight, but just 2 for 6 from the free throw line. 72-67, Cardinals, that one is good. Checking in, Connor Schmitz for Gavin Smith. Not a lot of size for either one of these teams. The tallest kid, probably 6'2", 6'3". Between David and Robbie Skiba, Ethan Lochner in that range. Here's the second for Casper, that is good. 12 now for Johnny Casper, and it's a one-possession game. 72-69. Connell, though, scoops it in. 14 for Blake Connell. 74-69. The timeout situation, 3 for Staples Motley. Leshinsky's 3 is off. Lund with the rebound. Clears it. Israelson. Pass ahead, Connell, scoop over in the lane, Hoffman, soft touch, right hand. 11 second half points for Zach Hoffman and 17 in the game. And the lead is back to 7, 76-69, Cardinals. Here's Weber using the left-hand dribble. Steps around Lund and got it to drop. And Weber with 28 points tonight, 76-71. Casper with a steal. He's going to go in from the left side and score. 14 for Johnny, 76-73, 4:25 to go. 17 fouls on Pierce, 6 on the Cardinals, both teams in the bonus. Long 3, Connell too hard, Lochner good box out underneath. Ethan, Pierce can tie it with a 3. It's Leshinsky front court, almost double dribbled. Got it for Johnny, he'll step up to the line, clank a 3, but Skiba wrestles the rebound, puts it up, doesn't go. Rough shooting night for Robbie Skiba. Back the other way comes Blake Connell. Connell, step back 2 from the corner, good. 16 for Blake Connell. 78-73, Cardinals by 5 with 3:42 to play. Robbie Skiba, baseline, 10-footer. That doesn't go. Israelson pulls it down. Here's Israelson, front court. For Lund, driving with the right hand. No, rebound, Weber. They let him play. Weber goes into the front court with the left hand. Connell checking him. Aaron picks up his dribble, tipped away. Good hustle by Lochner to tip it out to Casper. Johnny, through traffic, finds Skiba for a left-hand shot for two. That goes. First points for Robbie Skiba. And Coach Pepping uses his fourth timeout. It's Staples Motley 78, Pierce 75, 3:13 left when we come back to Staples.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Well, if the Pioneers didn't have a lot of practice time to get their running in, they are getting their share tonight. It has been a track meet here in Staples. Cardinals 78, Pioneers 75, 3:13 left to play. Pioneers down to one timeout left. Here's Andrew Israelson at the top of the key, guarded by Weber. Goes left hand up and no, Weber with the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go. Casper, front court. Johnny for Weber. Hesitation drive. Step around move. Puts it up. Doesn't go. Rebound on the opposite side. Lochner to the basket and a foul. Lochner will try and tie the game. The foul is on Connell, his third. That's 20 for Ethan Lochner tonight. 78-77 with Lochner shooting one. Free throw is good. There was a Cardinal that stepped into the lane, but since he made the free throw, it doesn't matter. 21 for Ethan Lochner, and we're tied at 78. Timeout Cardinals. Coach Poncelet will use a full timeout. We've got 2:45 left in regulation. It's Pierce 78, Staples Motley 78.
Gift smart this holiday season at Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Give the gifts that everyone is looking for this year. Your kids want a tablet? No problem. We have tons of options, including Kindle, iPads, Samsung, and more. We have Fitbits for the fitness fan on your list. For the music lover, we have Beats headphones, earbuds, wireless Bluetooth speakers, and so much more. I'm guessing you are catching my drift that Radio Shack has what you need for your Christmas list. Radio Shack, your gift-giving headquarters on the east side of Little Falls.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Timeout situation. Now Piers one remaining. Cardinals have two left. The score tied at 78. Both teams in the bonus. Israelson three-pointer. Andrew Israelson makes it 81-78 with 2.5 to go. Nick Harold back on the court. Casper, Weber, Lochner, and Skiba as well. Here's Lochner going baseline. Finds Weber in the corner. Back out. Harold to tie it. Yes! Harold ties it with a three. 81 apiece. That's six for Nick Harold. Israelson from Motley doesn't go. Rebound inside. Whistle and a foul on Lochner. Put back by Connor Schmidt. Harold will foul out on that play. He'll finish with 6 points. So now it's Matt Pepping, the coach of the Pioneers, to decide what he wants to do. 2:05 left in regulation. The free throw shooter is Connor Schmitz. He has not attempted a free throw tonight. He's got 2 points. Broderick Leshinsky will replace Nick Harold. This game is tied at 81. It's a two-shot opportunity for Schmitz. The first, good. 82-81 Cardinals. Schmitz is a 6'2" junior. Here's the second. That one is in and out. Lochner tips it off to Robbie Skiba. Piers can take the lead with a field goal. Under 2 minutes to go. Cardinals 82, Pioneers 81. Leshinsky inside Lochner. Lochner driving baseline, throws it inside. Skiba collects and scores. 83-82, Piers by one with a minute 40 to go. Pull up inside through the hands of Paskowitz to Leshinsky. Leshinsky's pass knocked out of bounds by Israelson. It'll stay with the Pioneers in the backcourt. Went into the cheerleading section here at Staples Motley. Lochner into Casper. A minute and a half to go. Johnny Casper steps across midcourt, throws it to the high post for Lochner. To Leshinsky, quickly back out for Casper. A minute 20 to play. Now Leshinsky, Lochner inside. It's Skiba again. Six for Skiba, and it's 85-82. Here's Connell in front of the Cardinal bench. Connell, step back, three, no, rebound tipped, and Skiba's got it. Hands it off now to Johnny Casper, a minute to go. Casper threw it away to Israelson. Israelson for Connell, three, yes, we're tied. 48 seconds left, 85-85. Leshinsky for Lochner, right corner with 38. Casper, back out Weber. Pioneers setting up here. 25 seconds for Leshinsky. Underneath, Skiba, no basket. They wipe it off. They call a foul before the shot with 21.9 seconds. Skiba will go to the line. The foul on the Cardinals, Zach Hoffman, his second, team foul number 8. John Lund will check in. This is a 1-1 for Robbie Skiba. Robbie 0-2 tonight. 85-85. Skiba for the front end. It's up. It's good. That hit the back of the iron and dropped in, 86-85. And now we'll get Michael Meyer coming in. Meyer is going to come in for the first time tonight, replacing Ethan Lochner. He comes in with 21.9 seconds left. Here's the free throw. It's short. Rebound, Meyer! Michael Meyer comes in and got a rebound right away. Now it's to Weber, and a whistle and a foul. And the foul is on Israelson, and that is his fourth. Team foul number 9, so it's Weber at the line. Here's Weber, got it. 29 for Aaron Weber tonight, 87-85. One more for Weber for his 30th point. It's good. And a timeout, Piers. A 3-point lead with 15.8 seconds left, 88-85, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
Surprise your special someone this year with a new tablet from Verizon and Little Falls Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Did you know you can add a Verizon tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 per month? Enjoy the freedom of traveling on Verizon's nationwide network and not being tied to just Wi-Fi. It's perfect for use on the go. And right now, get the Verizon Ellipsis 7-inch tablet for free after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Tis the season at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade early term. And other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
15.8 seconds left. Piers 88, Staples Motley 85. Cardinals with the basketball. Length of the floor to go. The inbounds comes to Connell, guarded by Casper. 12 seconds left. To the left side for Paskowitz. Paskowitz whistle, and we have a whistle and a foul. Michael Meyer will get the foul, his first, ninth team foul, 1-1 for the Cardinals. Cardinals want it to be a shooting foul, but it is ruled a 1-1, and Ethan Lochner will come in. Lochner for Meyer, 8.3 seconds left. At the line, Colton Paskowitz. Free throw on the front end is no good. Rebound, Pioneers, and a foul. With 6.1 seconds left, we go down to the Pioneer end. 88-85, big free throw here for Weber. It would make it a two-possession game. Aaron with 29 points tonight. This is double bonus. No. Now it's an all-important second free throw. Michael Meyer comes in for Lochner. Piers out of timeouts. The Cardinals have two remaining. Weber for the second. Yes. 4-point lead. Here comes Israelson from long range three. No. And the horn sounds and the Pioneers have won it. 89-85. Pioneers with the win on opening night. So the Pioneers and the Cardinals with a dandy tonight here in Staples. We'll begin the postgame show next.
Imagine a fire burning in your home with your family fast asleep. Smoke and heat intensify quickly. Every second counts. How will everyone escape? Without a plan, you may not know the best route to safety. Hi, I'm Rick Grammond, representing the Piers Fire Department. Create an escape plan and make sure everyone in your home practices it. Plan two routes of escape from every room and designate a meeting place outside the home. Remember, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and YouAreThereSports.com.
The Insurance Shop with offices in Piers and Foley would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Piers area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Valley, Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the 3rd power, Pete Poodledog!
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
surprise
luck,
your special
Pioneer.
Someone this year with a new tablet from Verizon and Little Falls Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Did you know you can add a Verizon tablet to your More Everything plan for just $10 per month? Enjoy the freedom of traveling on Verizon's nationwide network and not being tied to just Wi-Fi. It's perfect for use on the go. And right now, get the Verizon Ellipsis 7-inch tablet for free after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Tis the season at Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
New 2-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
All right, welcome back to Staples Motley High School, where the Pierce Pioneers and the Staples Motley Cardinals put on a great show to start the season. And Coach Matt Pepping joins me. Coach, if they're all this fun, this is going to be a heck of a ride this year.
Yeah, it's not good for my heart, though. So.
You're young.
Yeah.
You're young. 89-85, back and forth. Pioneers really got up with the Cardinals in a running game. And we talked in the pregame show, we kind of said that it could be that kind of game tonight. It was just sloppy at times, very fluid at times, but always entertaining.
Yeah, that was a track meet. First one I've been a part of, I think, and as a head coach. So that was fun to watch, fun to be coaching in, and our kids just battled back. I'm so proud of them. Down 9, I think we were in the second half, and it's an awesome win.
You look at your scoring totals tonight, and you're paced by Aaron Weber, 31 tonight. But I think a guy that really, I think, as important in the big scheme of things is to start a senior year for Ethan Lochner to score 21. And already in game one, I saw Ethan taking charge and being a senior out there more than at any time last year.
Yeah, Ethan did an awesome job tonight. He finished around the bucket, which he struggled with last year. And we didn't even get Robbie going. He was in foul trouble the whole night.
Right.
So he played good the last few minutes, got some rebounds, stepped in on some help sides. So,
he was scoreless until about 2 minutes left. He ends up with 7 points.
And a big free throw.
Yep.
So,
another kid that came off, he played a total of about 15 seconds tonight, but off that first miss, Michael Meyer comes in. His only action tonight gets a key rebound to keep a second possession alive for you.
Yeah, Mike's knee was bothering him, so we didn't play him a little bit. And then we went defense there, and he got the rebound. So just lucky bounce, and he got a big one.
Overall, your first impressions now pretty fresh on the mind, but you got to like what you see. You won only 4 times all of last year. One of those against the Staples Motley team regular season, a Saturday night game in Pierce. But this is a big one to get the team off on the positive. It's big because we talked that, hey, even though it's December 1st, when it comes March seeding time, you look back at head-to-head, and the Pioneers have this one in their pocket now.
Yep, we talked about that as a huge game, and we didn't play well defensively, obviously. And I think that was because we're not
hard to play well defensively tonight,
and we're not conditioned yet. Made some mental mistakes, but I'm proud of the effort.
You open the conference schedule now Friday night at Rockford, so right into the conference portion of your schedule right away.
Rockford, kind of a team like us, junior laden,
and another team that'll get up and down.
Yep, so it'll be a lot like tonight. Hopefully not as high scoring, and hopefully we can take control. It's always hard to play down there.
Congratulations, Coach, on the season opening win.
Thanks, Rick.
Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers, 89-85. Come from behind win here at Staples Motley tonight. The Pioneers sweep all 3 levels tonight. C-Squad, JV, and Varsity will have a good bus ride home. with the three wins here tonight on the Cardinals' home court. Let's take a look at the scoring totals then. We'll start with the Cardinals. What a night for Andrew Israelson. 31 points for the junior. I guess he can golf a little bit too, huh? State champion golfer, and he's not a bad basketball player. He nailed tonight 6 3-pointers, and he was 8 for 8 from the free throw line. 31 for Israelson, 19 for Blake Connell, 17 for Zach Hoffman, 9 for Colton Paskowitz, 5 points for Gavin Smith, 3 for Connor Schmitz. Playing but not scoring tonight for the Cardinals, who suffer their first loss of the year. Their starting post player, John Lund, he was in foul trouble almost from the get-go. Both teams had guys like that tonight. Just seemed like when the whistle blew, it was finding the same couple of guys. Lund for Staples Motley, and both of the Skiba boys, Robbie and David, got in foul trouble early and often here tonight as well. Also playing but not scoring tonight, Nathan Schimp for the Cardinals. 1 point for Troy Skisic. For Staples Motley, 15 of 23 free throws in this ball game. For the Pioneers, 31 points for Aaron Weber tonight. 21 for Ethan Lochner. That's a career high for Ethan. 14 for Johnny Casper. 7 late points for Robbie Skiba. 6 for Nick Harrell tonight. Couple of big threes. 4 points for David Skiba. And 4 for Broderick Leshinsky. Playing but not scoring tonight, Noah Bozer, I should say, added 2 as well. For the Pioneers, Michael Meyer played but didn't score. Hunter Bednar played in the first half, didn't score. Kyle Becker as well played but failed to score. Pioneers made 17 of 31 free throw attempts tonight. Piers led 50 to 48 at half. Got off to a sluggish start in the second half. Fell behind by 9. Rallies and wins 89-85 over Staples Motley. Pioneers are back in action on Friday night. They go down to Rockford to face the Rockets to open Central Minnesota Conference boys basketball action. Piers 1-0, Staples Motley now 1-1. The Cardinals are in action tomorrow night. They will quickly forget about this one, and they will head on the road for the first time to open up Mid-State Conference play. They are at Detroit Lakes tomorrow night. Coming up tomorrow night on YouAreThereSports.com, it's girls basketball opening their season at home. Coach Rich Teske and the Pioneers welcome in the Patriots of Pequot Lakes for season opening girls basketball. On Thursday night, we'll see the Wrestlers open their season for Coach Mark Jensen. He'll take this year's very talented Pioneer Wrestling team on the road up to Mora. Mora, a very good season expected for the Mustangs on the mats, as well as an always strong Becker team. Piers, Becker, and Mora, a good triangular coming up on Thursday in Mora. That'll start about 5. And then Friday night, we've got the boys game at Rockford. And Saturday, we will bring you complete coverage from Foley. The team duels on Saturday morning, starting at 10 o'clock from Foley High School. So a busy week as we get underway. We jump right into it here with 5 events this week. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. Actually, this is Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week here on YouAreThereSports.com. 89-85 is your final score. The Pioneers start the year 1-0 with a 4-point win on the Cardinals' home court. We'll see you tomorrow night from the Mac and Piers. It's girls basketball. Piers, Pequot Lakes, 7:30 scheduled start, 7:15 for the pregame show right here on YouAreThereSports.com. We'll see you back at home.